Can't an Amazon take a bath in a nice, relaxing stretch of river without being interrupted? You really are overdressed for the occasion. You're wearing armor and carrying a spear with two swords scabbard. I, on the other hand, am completely naked. I suppose that this is one of those attacks I was warned about before I left our village. Now that I'm finally an adult, I wanted to seek my fortune in the world before returning home to my people. Well, I suppose you really should attack me now. Let me warn you, though. I may be naked, but I am far from vulnerable. All you've done by ambushing me in the river is improve your odds a little. Hello there. I'm down here. I was told that you would be staring at my breasts, and that should be even more true since I'm naked. Maybe you'd be even wondering why I had two breasts, given the rumors about the Amazons. But instead, you're just looking behind me and over my head for no apparent reason. There's some horrible river monster behind me, isn't there? There has been one the entire time, and I just happen to be in between you two. I'm just going to turn around now, slowly. Yes, that would be a river monster. Not that I've ever seen one before. But this is a river, and that is a monster. I suppose you've been tracking that thing, and I just happened to be between you and it. I can't help but think my odds of victory are a little worse now. I trust my hands and feet against mortal armor, and they have a tendency to find the spots that are left unprotected. But I don't see any spots left uncovered on this beast. Just scales and claws and fangs. Perhaps once it has swallowed me whole, I will find the softer spots within. More than likely, I'll just die in agony. Oh, or you could just throw your spear into its gaping maw. It really didn't like that. But I rather did. It's giving me enough time to back away from the beast. If only my weapons and armor weren't on the bank of the river. What's this? A sword? For me? And I didn't get you anything. Are you sure you don't need both? Then again, if you're going to use that shield, you won't need another sword. You can protect us both with that shield. Quick, while the monster is still recovering from the spear to its mouth, we can press the attack. I don't think even these swords will be much good against its scales, but its mouth is its weakness. Its eyes, too. But the sockets are too small to get our blades through. But if you can just distract it for a moment... I've traded the sword for the spear in its mouth. It really didn't like that. I couldn't get the sword all the way into its brain, but I did some damage. And now that I have this spear... Hey, get its attention. It's quite mad at me, but I can't dodge its attacks and aim for its eye at the same time. You're the one with the armor and shield, so you take a hit or two. I'm all naked, tan flesh and muscle, which is quite nice to look at, but not good defense. There. It's focused on you. Which leaves me the opening I need to put all my strength behind a thrust with a spread directly into its eye, like so. Ha! You snuck up behind the wrong Amazon, didn't you, you filthy beast? Just to be clear, that line was meant for the dying monster and not you. I'm actually quite happy with you now. I'd be even happier if you deliver the final blow, since it's almost dead anyway. And I've already got two weapons into it. Well, that was a different ending than I was anticipating when you splashed into the water after me. I'm happy to be alive, although I'd almost rather that you'd been there to attack me and not some monster. Had it been just you, I could have killed you and then gone about my day. Instead, you, well, you actually saved my life by attacking that thing before it could eat me, and even lent me your sword. Then you fought beside me as bravely and as nobly as any Amazon. I suppose I have to have sex with you now, don't I? I left my village without any coins on goods to trade. I wasn't expecting to owe anyone anything, let alone a man. The only things I have left to offer are my services as a warrior, which you don't seem to be in need of. The only other thing is my female body, which, from what I've heard, all men are an endless desire of. It's why I thought you were here in the first place. For the record, though, I'm not really all that interested in men. They don't seem like the gods' best work. But it was implied by my tribe that when I return from my journey, it should be with a future Amazon in my belly. I've been steeling myself towards the idea of sex with a man since I left home. I just wasn't expecting it to be with literally the first man I saw. Well, I'm already naked and quite clean and refreshed despite our recent exertion. Fighting in a river does have its advantages. You still have your armor on, which just won't do. But let me help you with that. You don't trust me, do you? You did trust me with a sword earlier, but the thought of my taking your armor makes you nervous, doesn't it? And well, you should be, for I am an Amazon. But if I wanted to try to kiss you, I wouldn't let your armor stop me. I wouldn't hide behind my sexuality to trick you into making yourself more vulnerable either. If I had it in my head now to try and kill you, one or both of us would be dead by now. Instead, I have my mind set on something else entirely. Now, hold still while I take this off of you. It's not as good as Amazon armor, but it comes off the same way, more or less. And the loincloth is even easier to take care of. Oh, so that's what a cock looks like. It's just like a little spear or a helmeted warrior. A somewhat tall warrior. Sorry, all my metaphors are just going to be related to combat. That's all I know. I've heard about them before. Obviously, other Amazons have seen them and done much more than look at them. But this is my first one. I guess it's been quite a day so far. My first river monster and my first penis. I'm actually not sure which one is more scary looking. But Amazons don't run from fights. I didn't run from that monster, and I won't run from your cock either. I will lie down, though, on the soft grass and soil on the riverbank. That's how it works, right? Facing each other. Or, I suppose we could do it as the beasts do. But I think I've had quite enough of beasts today. It's okay if you look at my body now. You've earned that right, so I won't kill you for it. I must even admit to a bit of disappointment when I discovered earlier that you weren't staring at my breasts, since I'd been warned about it for so long. I was beginning to think perhaps I was lacking compared to the regular women of the world. But seeing how you drink in my naked body with your eyes and the burning lust within, I find my self-confidence restored. Let's get this over with, then, shall we? If another river monster or some more men should wander by, I'd rather not have it happen trapped under your body and impaled onto your cock. The sooner you get on top of me and penetrate me, the sooner we can have this done with. There'd even be time for some breakfast before we went our separate ways. So, yeah, come on. Get yourself on top of me. You're heavier than you look. And not as coordinated as you were in battle. I guess maybe you're excited about bedding an Amazon, and a virgin at that. And well, you should be. But let's not drag this out, shall we? And now, a familiar dilemma. How to hit a tiny target with your spear. When I did it, it was with a quickness and great strength. However, now that I'm on the receiving end, may I suggest slowness and great care? Yes. Press it up against me in the way the monster never would have let me. But I won't struggle or fight back against you. Yes, yes. Press your cock up against my pussy. It's wet from more than the river at the moment, which would help. Which will help. Then, when you're ready, take your reward from my body and reward me with your seed. Yes. Slow, my brave warrior. And carefully. My tender body yields before you as your cock enters me. Now, drive yourself home deep inside my Amazonian flesh. Well, that's not so bad. If it's a choice between having the claws or fangs of a river monster in me, or your cock, I'd vote for your cock every time. I'm not as scared of it now as I once was, now that I have it surrounded and contained. More or less contained, that is. It keeps sliding out a little. Back into me. I guess this is the part of the entire mating process. I'm just gonna have to take your word on that. And your cock. I definitely have to take your cock as it moves in and out. Feeling a little better each time. It's making me wetter. And warming me after the cold river in a way I never felt before. I'm beginning to think that men aren't as useless as I once thought. Between helping me slay that river monster and now having sex with me, you're turning out to be pretty capable. I can see why my people don't allow men in our society, though. This could be such a distraction from the art of war. But sometimes, distractions are a good thing. But I don't need a distraction from you making love to me. I think I'm liking this. And the feel of your cock inside of me. I wasn't sure at first, but you're working so hard to change my mind. You're giving me pleasure to match what you're taking from my body. And working with me just as you did in battle. Just as well. Now I'm the clumsy one as I try to help you. I've never done this before, but I'm so happy to be doing it with you. By Ares, I think we're near to the part where you spill your seed into me and make a baby. At least I feel my body about to be overcome with pleasure. And you seem to feel the same. You are worthy of impregnating an Amazon, my brave warrior, and of adding to our race. I would be proud to bear your daughter. And I'm so very eager to feel your seed filling me. Please tell me it will be soon. Oh, I want it so much. I don't think I can take any more pleasure. Now, get me your seat now. Well, now we're even, warrior. You saved my life, and I repaid my debt with my body. Very well, too, if that look on your face as you released into me is any indication, or by the sheer amount of what you filled me with. Now I need another bath. Perhaps you care to join me and bathe with me as the Amazons bathe together? At least, unless there's another river monster in the area. There may be none in the area, but surely there are more such monsters along its length. Someone really should take care of them all. I suspect that's what you were doing when you came upon me, and I'm inclined to continue your efforts. It really is a two-woman job, though. But since there isn't another Amazon in the area, I guess I'm stuck with you. We can travel up and down this river, killing monsters together by day. Then at night, I can ride up and down your cock just to make sure I'm properly impregnated. But first, let's go back to bathing. Then breakfast. And then looking for more monsters. I'd really like to have another battle today. But even if we don't find another monster today, there's something else I'll be looking forward to even more tonight.